out! Oh, baby, what a play!
This is Jeff Fedotin with Believe in Chiefs on the Believe Network, Kansas City's number one sports podcast network, the only place with a show for every team in KC and more. We believe in our teams. Do you believe? On this week's show, former Kansas City Chiefs running back Christian Okoye joins. We'll discuss the Chiefs in Christian's new autobiography called The Nigerian Nightmare. Christian, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and I'm so excited to talk about your new book, The Nigerian Nightmare, that I encourage any NFL fan, any Chiefs fan to read. But first, Christian, we got to talk about what everybody is talking about, this play, this offsides play for the Kadarius Toney touchdown. The officials to blame for calling offsides? Should they have given the Chiefs a warning? Should Toney have checked with the officials?
Receivers always check with the officials. I'm not sure if he checked with the official, you know, but then they said that he's been doing it the whole game, and they just let it go. But they called at that particular time, it's his responsibility. So he made that mistake, and we lost the game because of that.
So, Christian, before we talk about your book here, The Nigerian Nightmare, you're such a part still of Chiefs Kingdom. I was lucky to run into you in Germany. That was so cool to run into you on the championship boat. Talk about how fun that experience was, interacting with fans and being there in Germany as kind of a spokesman for the Chiefs.
Yeah, Germany was so much fun. I got to do different things. So I visited the military hospital, the biggest one outside of the United States. And I went to Ramstein Air Force Base and visited service members over there. And also just going on the championship, the ship, you know, where they decorated all Chiefs, you know, thing there. So we went there and signed autographs, met many, many fans, Germans and some Americans that came, Chiefs fans that came in. And it was so much fun. We were there for almost a week. And it turned out to be a great fun for all of us.
Yeah, I had a blast too. And that championship was really such a smart idea to have right on the Frankfurt River with all the Chiefs paraphernalia and stuff decked out throughout. Now, we got to talk the Nigerian Nightmare, your book, Christian. I mean, this is a great book for any Chiefs fan, but it's also an outstanding story. It, you know, kind of fills you with good feelings about the American dream, about you able to immigrate from Nigeria, but also kind of sadness of what the game has done to you and now how you're living with pain. What kind of inspired you to write a book?
Well, people have been telling me to write a book because I have a good story, and I've been kind of avoiding it, but you know, I decided to dive into it because a friend of mine, Eric Dickerson, wrote one, and he had such a good experience doing it. So I decided to, you know, to look into doing it. And after about 11 months, it was finished. So I'm very happy with it. I've been receiving a lot of positive feedback. So I'm glad I did it.
And it had the perfect title. I mean, Nigerian Nightmare. The title is already there for sure.
Yes, yes. It's already there. It's my nickname. So, and I love it.
You mentioned how Eric Dickerson was a good friend, and he kind of, I know he introduced you to Greg Hanlon, who did such a good job as co-author of it. Another running back that's mentioned, you said early on in the book, you say how early on in your football career, part of the reason you became a running back is because you saw Marcus Allen play and you knew of him. Now here you are, you and Marcus are both prominent Chiefs alumni. Have you mentioned that to him? Have you guys had a conversation that he was able to get you into football?
Yes, yes. When he came to the Chiefs, so my last year with the Kansas City Chiefs, he came there, him and Joe Montana. That's when I told him that. He didn't believe me, you know, until years later when I kept talking about it and talking about it. That now he's starting to believe me.
Those are your Marcus Allen memories. Do you have any Joe Valerio memories from
Joe is like a class act, you know. When we played together, Joe is one of those quiet guys who you know, always focuses on their job, and he did it, and he did it well. That's why he was chosen to be with the Chiefs. So, and it's one of those guys that I got along with, and every time I see him with that big old smile of his, it just kind of brightens your day when you see him.
Totally. I mean, that's what he's like as a podcast host too. More with Christian Okoye, great Chiefs running back, author of The Nigerian Nightmare. But first, we're going to pause for a quick ad. All of the major sports are in action this week with the college football playoffs ready to kick off soon. BetOnline is your number one destination for all your sports wagering info, including news for pro football, the NBA, upcoming fights, and NHL games this season. Head to the website today to get into the action and see all the updated odds for the week. Remember to use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Christian, tell listeners, fans out there, where they can purchase The Nigerian Nightmare. What's the best place to go?
Well, The Nigerian Nightmare book, being a very, very interesting and great book, you can go to christianokoye.com to get a signed copy, or you can buy one from Amazon. All you have to do is type in Nigerian Nightmare and it will pop up for you.
Very cool. There was so much to unpack about this. Christian, you can see the jersey. I'm such a fan of yours. So this is such a treat.
New jersey.
Yeah. Well, I'll move the screen down a little bit more. But you know, it's funny. One thing that like it was a weird, like, reading it, because when I saw you, I remember you had those big shoulder pads. You looked so intimidating. I thought it looked so cool. But then after reading it, you know, kind of, I left with a different kind of sad feeling, because the reason you had those big shoulder pads was a serious neck injury that you suffered that is still kind of.
I was going through some neck problems and to build up your shoulder pads. It actually works, but a lot of times, you know, I mean, you can't really avoid the pain. Every time you hit somebody, my arms will go numb, you know, but I continue playing and finished that 89 season, and you know, of my career like that. So maybe I'll suffer from it down the line, but we'll see.
How are you doing these days? How are you feeling these days with, I know you still have some effects of that injury, but all in all, how are things going?
Things are going okay. I'm managing the pain. You know, I take different things. I keep exercising, as far as taking walks and trying to stretch and, you know, reading books. Once in a while, I attempt to play golf, which I don't do very well anymore. But it's one of those things where you, you know, just keep managing your life.
And you're still able to go on bike rides, right? Like you were telling me today how you went on a nice bike ride. That's kind of your workout du jour, I guess, you know?
Yeah, it's easier on your joints. So I just ride uphill and coast down, you know, and it's a good exercise.
How many Chiefs games do you get to go to these days? I think Joe said he saw you at the alumni game this year.
I think I go to home games. Home games, I go to about six of them a year. And then they come to L.A., you know, living in California, I have to go to LA and go see them. And sometimes I go to Vegas when they go to play the Raiders. Mm-hmm. So about eight games, I think.
You know, that's very cool. That's still awesome that you're still such a part of Chiefs Kingdom. You know, I was wondering, you said how much you like, last time we spoke, how much you liked Isaiah Pacheco, the Chiefs' second year running back. Have you been able to kind of meet him and interact with him? And I'm actually, Christian, I'm a little worried about, you know, he had shoulder surgery and then he suffered an injury to that same repaired shoulder. Are you friendly with him, and are you worried about his long-term future at all?
Well, of course. Well, running backs tend to get beat up, you see, and he's starting because he ran last year and he's running this year. And if you saw his style of running, he runs violently, so I can understand, you know, why he has a shoulder injury, and hopefully he didn't make the shoulder worse. But it was smart for them to give him a break, you know, so he can heal a little bit before he can come back. But I love his style. I love he's durable. He's durable. And that shoulder, you know, I think he's going to get better and come back and play for us. And we need him.
Have you gotten a chance to meet with him or interact with him at all?
No, I've never met Isaiah. I've never met him. I would love to meet him one of these days.
Yeah, I'm sure that will happen. He hasn't been with the Chiefs long, but I'm sure he's going to want to meet one of the great running backs of all time. We're talking about Pacheco, kind of the injuries he's endured. You know, you kind of talk about this in the book that you made a great life for yourself and your family, but the consequences, you know, if you had to do it all over again, would you still have the same NFL career?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, I started playing football when I didn't know what football was, you know, but if I again, hopefully I'll know better what the game is all about so I can play better, even though I was blessed to play as well as I did. Yes, many were there and wanted to play in the NFL. I'm one of those few that got chosen to play in the NFL. You know, so I don't complain at all. I feel blessed that I was one of the ones that played in the NFL because it's not easy. It's not easy. And especially coming from where I came from, playing a small school like I did and then making it to the NFL and play as at a high level. I can't deny that. I cannot. I embrace it.
Yeah, and it was so cool reading about that. Like you said, it coming from where you did in Nigeria. There's so many meaningful parts of the book. You know, the fact that you it was the first the United States was the first time you slept even on a bed, and your recollections of seeing that of being on a plane for this first time and seeing it was like a skyscraper kind of sideways. If you could tell listeners, there's a really cool anecdote. For sports fans of a certain age, they remember the Dan versus Dave, that Reebok campaign about the aspiring gold medalist, decathletes. They didn't end up getting the gold in that Olympics. I think it was like 92. But you actually played against Dave Johnson, correct? He was
a football player? Yes, I played against Dave Johnson. He started to play football at APU and then found that track was better for him than football. So he went back and continued with track as a decathlete, and great athlete, and he won silver medal in the Olympics. And then you have that commercial that was between him and Dan, and it was very popular for a few years over there. I'm proud of him. I said, you know, right now he's working with kids, he's a teacher, and doing so well. But that's just who he is. I mean, a lot of guys that came from APU, Azusa Pacific, they follow that line and working with others, trying to help others improve their lives. And that's what he's doing.
And also, like, we've got to tell the story. He had more success on track, but you might have pushed him a little bit, literally and figuratively, into track. It sounds like
that's the story. But you know, I like to think that I didn't do that. His talent pushed him where he went. So I like to think that his talent did that, not me. So yeah.
Well, when you guys read The Nigerian Nightmare, you're going to get the full details of this story. We're going to take a brief pause here. Now we're back with the Christian Okoye, legendary Chiefs running back, and of course, author of The Nigerian Nightmare. You can go to christianokoye.com to get an autographed copy, or just Amazon.com to get the new book. You can go there today. Christian, the Chiefs struggling a little bit. We haven't seen this in the Patrick Mahomes era. Are you thinking, are they going to get back on track here? What's your take of what's going on?
To Patrick Mahomes is not the problem. Our receivers are dropping the balls, you know, and our defenses are playing great. But the last few games, you know, they can only carry the team so far. But we just need to catch the ball. I mean, last year we did very well when Tyreek Hill left. Mm-hmm. Mahomes was able to spread the ball around. Kelce was still Kelce, still, you know, the same receiver and tight end that he is. We just need the other guys to, you know, step up and make sure when they catch the ball, they hold on to it. Because we've had the most drops in the whole league this year. And we're a good team. We're a good team. We need to, you know, play like it. And we are playing like it. It's just, you know, the unfortunate part of it is that the balls are not being caught. But Mahomes are throwing it correctly. He's doing his part.
I totally agree. And another bright spot, hopefully, we've talked about Isaiah Pacheco. He's had a very good year. You said how much you like his running style. Are there any other like running backs in the NFL that you kind of that you kind of admire, that you really kind of root for, like seeing run?
Maybe a couple, Derrick Henry and Taylor. Mm-hmm. Those are two great backs, you know, that I admire. I like their style too. Derrick Henry is a big guy, so he's using his size and speed to, you know, to sort your head. And Taylor is just a guy who can catch the ball at any place and make things happen. So I'm just hoping that our Pacheco is healthy enough to join him and do exactly what others are doing.
And yeah, to be like those guys, Derrick Henry and Jonathan Taylor. You saw Pacheco in person. He had such a good game at the Super Bowl in Arizona. I know you were there. When the team charter landed. Talk about that experience and even getting a Super Bowl ring, which is pretty cool.
Well, the Super Bowl was awesome. You know, I mean, it's kind of like a roller coaster of emotions. In the beginning, you didn't know. I didn't know what's going to happen because in the first half it wasn't good for us, and then the second half came around and we came to life and won the game. I mean, it was such a fun game, and I really enjoyed the way it ended because Patrick Mahomes just stepped up and lifted the team up, put him on his back, and carried us.
He certainly did. And when you're watching it in Arizona, did you watch it with other Chiefs fans? Did you watch it with some family members? Were you in a suite? Take listeners through the experience.
I was inside the stadium. I was sitting inside the NFL suite. And sitting next to me was old Bills quarterback.
Oh, Jim Kelly. Jim
Kelly, yeah.
Yeah.
And when Mahomes went down, he says, "Oh, don't worry about it. He'll be back." And sure enough, he came out, you know, just spreading the ball all over the place, and things started happening, and I was happy to see that.
That's very cool that Jim knows toughness, that's for sure. But what a cool place to be able to watch the game. And the Hunt family giving you a Super Bowl ring as part of, was that just being a Chiefs ambassador, how you got a Super Bowl ring? Certainly a nice gesture on their part.
Well, yeah, they did that before, and they did it again, and it was a very nice gesture. They gave every staff member at the Chiefs a ring, plus the Chiefs ambassador. So that speaks very, very loud about the Hunt family and how they run the team. So that's a class act on their part.
Christian, have you been back to the Hall of Honor when you come back for games? I actually, during Thanksgiving break, Mike Davidson took my family on a tour there, and it is amazing to
watch. I was there on Sunday, and I saw, every time friends come in town with me, I take them down there to go see it. So
thank you so much for joining us, Christian, and listeners out there, be sure to check out the Nigerian Nightmare. Christian, always a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me. God bless you. And go Chiefs!
That was Christian Okoye, author with Greg Hanlon of The Nigerian Nightmare. I encourage listeners out there to buy the book. Now, I might have a little bit of a vested interest. I was actually the editor of this book. But I was so excited. Christian Okoye was one of my idols growing up. So what a dream passion project this was to work on. But again, what makes this book so interesting, it's not only cool for to read about all the Chiefs anecdotes, what certain players were like, and how what Marty Schottenheimer was like, what certain games were like. Not only that, but it is an amazing story. It is truly like the American dream, going from where he went in Nigeria growing up. He was first into track. He was first into soccer. Then he became into track and discus. Had never been to America before. Had never been on a plane. Had never even slept on a bed before going to America. And through another athlete who had gone to another Nigerian athlete who had gone on to Azusa Pacific, where Christian did, he was able to get a track scholarship. And he was such just a massive human. You know, at his peak, he was a 260 or so pound running back in the NFL, that the football coaches at Azusa saw him, and he eventually became a record-breaking for that school running back. But everything, the timing of it is amazing. He got to the Senior Bowl, where he really got noticed, because another Chiefs back, Paul Palmer, was injured, had pull out for the game. So who knows if they would have ever, you know, what would have happened after that. And they ended up, of course, teammates in the same backfield on the Chiefs. So every part of his story is really fascinating. And then there's the dark side, the sad side, the pain that he has to deal with still today from that long football career. And he mentioned the neck injury. He had these huge shoulder pads. It gave him such like an intimidating look, but it was really because he had a bad neck injury he suffered during a bull in the ring drill back when Bruce Arians was actually a running back coach and with the Chiefs. And he still, as you can understand, struggles with those that today. So I encourage fans to read it. Obviously, if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably a Chiefs fan. So you're going to love the insider stories about the Chiefs. But just is one of the best books, one of the best sports books I've ever edited. It makes you feel good almost about America and the American dream, that somebody can still, he elevated his whole family. A lot of them ended up moving to the Los Angeles area, some of them going to Azusa Pacific. Well, I want to again thank Christian for joining us today. Joe will be back next week. We'll have a lot to break down. Hopefully the Chiefs are back on the winning side of things. I think they have a good chance against the New England Patriots. The Patriots have won two in a row here. The defense is playing well. They shut out the Chargers before Justin Herbert was hurt. They beat the Steelers pretty handily. So they've won two in a row, but they're still a really struggling unit led by Bailing Zappi. I think the defense is going to present a challenge to the Chiefs. I mean, Patrick Mahomes has said often how tough a Bill Belichick defense is, but hard to see the Patriots scoring many points against a Chiefs defense, which is allowing, you know, the running game has looked a little shaky. They've looked a little shakier earlier in contests. They used to actually wrote about how they were so strong earlier in the year of shutting out teams in the first quarter or the first half. And now, you know, they allowed 14 early points to the Bills. So the defense is not quite as elite as it looked early in the season, but I still think it's going to be more than enough to shut down a really weak Patriots offense that we will get to see Juju Smith-Schuster again. Anyhow, Christian Okoye, thanks to him for joining this show. Joe will be back next week. If you enjoy this show presented by Bet Online, please subscribe. We're available on your favorite directories, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Luminary, and TuneIn. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.
Go Chiefs!